Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor, crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to cachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So you might have seen the incredible moves since the market opened, which is at the earlier time, just due to the fact that it's daylight saving in the US. So we've got now 2 to 3 weeks of a shorter time frame between US East Coast and that of the UK and Irish time. So with that in mind, we've seen some remarkably, I think you could say probably quite predictable moves, but huge moves at the same time. And there are a lot of trades that we were getting into last week, which we were able to book in profits over the course of last week, and we're quite satisfied with those, of course. But then you see the massive jump we've seen in oil, which is incredible, not particularly surprising if you detract yourself from what we're hearing from the US and actually understand that this conflict between US and Israel and Iran is only likely to get. The likeliest outcome is that this is an ongoing this is clearly very likely to be a worsening position for everyone involved because of the characters and the people and the cultures that are involved. So you've got, on one hand, you've got quite a belligerent US that just want to just completely destroy everything, and very front foot movie like aggression, all out aggression, where they can hit people when they're down and all that stuff from Pete Hegseth last week. Up against a cultural entity that, don't forget, towards the late 1970s, overthrew the slightly friendlier Western government in exchange for this revolutionary Islamic state. So this is a battle of cultures, and it was not likely to be like Venezuela. It was not likely to go in, decapitate, and get out, and everyone is somehow okay with that. This is always likely to be very, very different. As a result, the markets are playing out pretty much in line with expectations. We are just surprised with the timing of it, because there was, again, a few days delay with the market's response. And now we've got Khamenei's son, which is sort of a continuation of the Ayatollah's regime. Now, maybe even worse. So the US and Donald Trump now have a more significant problem on their hands. They've had the first say, and now the consequences of those actions are very likely to play out. And our only really position is, that this situation is very likely to get worse rather than get better anytime soon. Now we're hearing from Donald Trump that it could take considerably more time for this to resolve, and whatever it takes, they'll stick with it. It's just no one really knows stick with what and for what reason. like it's still a bit of a gray area, which is incredible to say that you're going to create this conflict in the Middle East and not have some sort of plan in place, where the US have said the people that they would have liked to have taken over the supreme leader position are all now dead. So it's hard to know where the US actually go from here, how they get to resolve this in a relatively seedy, speedy fashion. What Iran clearly want is the US to just sort of pull back in shame almost and be pressured into, you know, leaving the Gulf state. And that would be Donald Trump leaving with his tail between his legs, which is, as we all know from Donald Trump, that's not likely to be the case. So look, it's actually a remarkably simple and straightforward fundamental and risk sentiment backdrop. It's a case about looking for the opportunities to get in. And we've had some massive moves overnight, followed by some strong reversals. So we are very, excited perhaps to see if we can get some trades off. So let's get into it. Of course, the backdrop is complicated for many, many, many reasons. What we wanted to be able to do is to sort of summarize and say, is this good or bad news for markets? Is it risk on or risk off? And then our technical understanding sort of kicks in then at that point. And of course, it's bad news for economies. It's very, very bad news for the price of oil, inflation, potential impacts on growth. It's bad news across the board. As a result, we're risk off. As a result, we're looking for sell trades. And I'll share those with you in just a moment. Right, that's a risk warning. All profitable traders need to consider, of course, what markets do we be trading? Well, there's a multitude of markets to be trading at the moment around this this war in Iran situation. Sorry, was I saying Iraq earlier? Sorry, apologies if I mentioned Iraq. I meant to say, of course, Iran. Last time the US invaded Iraq, it took 8 years. And as we've mentioned last week, Donald Rumsfeld was saying to the press that it would be over within weeks. So these US military industrial complex and politicians that support that dynamic very rarely get these things right. So, you know, what markets do we trade? Where do we then enter and exit these markets? Of course, that's your trading strategy per se. And then your risk management strategy and trade management approach are all very, very important. What decisions do you make getting in and out? We took some really good profits off the table around lunchtime on Friday, and then we've seen prices gap considerably higher in the direction in which we're looking to trade the markets that we're in. And we're all about sort of a risk-off market dynamic. And trend psychology as well, all very important features. We address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms. Of course, we've got a practical aspect to doing that. And it's about the practical application of our sort of theoretical framework, which is important. And we're strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency. We had a few messages last night, of course, saying, you know, did we want to pull the trigger to get into some trades? And the answer is no. Far too volatile, far too massive moves. It creates big gaps in markets. And we want to sort of trade off the back of that type of dynamic, which means we'd have to be patient and wait for our opportunity to get in on a pullback. That's basically the narrative. We need to be accurate with the levers we use. We can't be sort of guessing at these times. Got to be remarkably disciplined with your capital. There is big profits to be made, but there's also big losses to be had if you're one of those many traders that don't trade with stop losses, and be patient as well. All very important features. Right, let's get in. Let's start then with a review of potential market moving news. So with that in mind, let's bring up Forex Factory. And this is at a time as well. We had non-farm payroll last Friday, which was a very, very weak figure. And we were expecting a positive, actually a mildly mildly positive job number, and it came in aggressively lower. You know, not too far off, three times worse than what the markets were expecting. So big swing. Unemployment rate is increasing slightly. So we could be leaning towards this job-based recession already prior to the war starting, which would be sort of devastating. Average hourly earnings are increasing, which is a kind of a worrying dynamic from a growth and inflation dynamic. There's the jobs market is beginning to shift and change, and it's a bit of a worry. So within that as well, we had broadly negative retail sales. So a really bad afternoon for the US economy going into the war dynamics, which are exceptionally bad and likely to be worse for the US economy as well. Just do take note, we got daylight saving time shift in North America. So all those news events from the US will all be an hour earlier for us. And actually this period of time between North America and the UK and Ireland time zones, which are decreasing from normally 5 hours differential to 4 hours differential. So do bear that in mind, because that's an important feature, because a lot of the news events from the US are an hour earlier for us. So bear that in mind. And this period of time is actually slightly longer than normal. Normally it's around 2 weeks. I believe it's around 3 weeks this time. So I think this daylight time shift is actually kicking in a week earlier in the US. So just be mindful of that. Excuse me, I do apologize. Right, so Monday, nothing of any major interest. Tuesday, same. Wednesday is now about CPI. So we've got that same problem where there's a big differential between the numbers versus the perceived reality, and the discussion around inflation is difficult, is challenging. So we're expecting to see a small increase, 10 basis point increase in CPI on Friday, on Wednesday of this week, should I say. So again, the dominating dynamics for these markets are geopolitical and the dynamics going on in Iran. And we've got this little window of opportunity right the way up till Wednesday at 12:30, where we'll get US inflation numbers, which will be likely to be important. Also worth keeping an eye out this time around is the 10-year bond auction. We're going to see, we'll have a look at the bond yields now in just a moment, but the cost of refinancing debt now in the US is very likely to increase substantially. So we'll get that little update in just a moment. UK GDP, which is pretty flat, we'll get on Friday. And then we've got like core PCE and prelim GDP. So our job openings is back. Okay, interesting. Friday afternoon, for some reason, at 2 p.m. It used to be historically on a Tuesday lunchtime. So, don't know what's going on with some of these figures. They're all over the place. And it's due to these government shutdowns, of course, and partial shutdowns. And then we've got consumer sentiment and expectations. So Friday's certainly an interesting day. Interesting. Okay. So look, that's the scheduled news. We've got a window of opportunity between now and Wednesday. So just before I bring the charts up, can I just...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Show and share U.S. government debt. We'll have a look at bond yields. So we've got the 2 and a 10-year, just a little snapshot, just to demonstrate really that we are in this elevated phase for the 2 year is, let's say the Fed have a very significant impact on the 2 year, and this is rising from 0.37 up to, we're coming back off the highs a little bit, but 3.62. So we're clearing these highs now. And the cost of the US government to refinance its debt is getting more expensive. And this is what you'd expect during a very ill-planned invasion of Iran, with everything that comes with that. So as we know from a risk on or risk off perspective, this is a clearly defined risk off trade. Yields up, dollar up. So the dollar trade is still a pretty significant part of what's going on. And then the 10-year treasury yield is a little bit more inflation and growth related. And you'll see financial instruments like mortgage rates and stuff go up and down in accordance with what's happening in the treasury. So we're bouncing from a significant low of 3.96 up to 4.19. So that's a sizable move. That's a 5% rally in the cost of refinancing debt. And as a result, the takeaway really is our expectation would be for the dollar to continue to weaken. And that's what we're looking at. So we were contacted across the board, you know, about the sell-off. Should we be getting in? This is what we're looking at. Last week, the S&P, the NASDAQ, US oil, the euro dollar, the pound dollar, and unfortunately, a bit of a question mark over gold, which has actually transpired as well. So just to confirm what our directional bias was during these markets, our directional bias has been very, very simple and straightforward. That's what we're looking for. And with oil, of course, it was very much to the upside. Now, we were in these markets, of course, on Friday. We took profits just prior across the board to non-farm payroll. And we were really quite surprised with how weak those numbers were. Of course, you do get that period of erratic price action, you could say, as we closed out on Friday. A little bit of up and down. And the dollar started moving the opposite direction to what we were expecting. So we were just quite comfortable booking in those profits from last week, which is great. However, it's worth commenting on oil, because although we made a $12 gain? I think we got out at $85. So we made $12, which is a really good return on any. It's just below 3% return on the trade. So really happy and comfortable with the trade, and you can never live with regret and stuff. But we did proceed to see some further upside on the close, and then a massive gap on Sunday night at 10 a.m. and then another 8 hours of fairly aggressive rallying. So actually, we spent most of last week, you could say the last week and a half, ranging and moving between $65 and $85, which is a $20 rally, right? Still a very, very significant move. You know, if you're talking about $65 oil and you increase to $85, that $20 rally is what, 30% increase in the price of oil over the last 2 weeks. Now, we were continuing to be quite surprised last week that that we weren't getting a bigger move out of US oil. If you consider the Strait of Hormuz is blocked and all these ships were targeted and there was these solutions, and we had JP Morgan suggest that, you know, we've had a move now up to $80-$85. We're unlikely to get much more of a move. And this is, you know, a public statement from one of the largest investment banks in the world. And of course, it then jumps Friday evening and then Sunday night, and over the Asia session, it jumps from 85 to 119, let's say $120. So it jumps $35. So we've seen a $20 rally over the course of the start of the war, continuing very slow response. And then in a very short period of time, we've jumped $30. So we are surprised. We're not surprised with the moves. We're surprised with the pace of the moves and when these moves kicked in and occurred. So again, you know, we're talking about very significant market manipulation during these quite ruckus type of during these very difficult and challenging market conditions. I'm sure you'll agree. So what are we looking to do? Pretty simply, looking to get in on a bit of a pullback with the S&P. Our bias would be to the downside across the S&P and the NASDAQ. What we'd prefer to do with the euro dollar is see if we get a bit of a pullback move across the board. You can see the pullback's already kicking in. So we're going to watch this move very, very carefully. Just to clarify, we've got a big question mark over gold. There is sort of easier, better opportunities to focus on at this stage. We're in a long-term sideways range, very much driven lower just due to the risk-off market condition and a strong dollar. And then just to finish off, US oil, we're looking for this to pull back quite significantly before we get the next leg to the upside. We're looking for that. So really, I mean, will 119, 120, will that be the highs for this event? Well, we've now got the son of the Ayatollah, another Khomeini, coming into power, who could potentially be worse and much more revengeful than the Ayatollah who was murdered by the US, which is there does seem to be a huge underestimation around the Iranian regime and what that means in real terms. To think that they can just create a revolution just from the air, just by dropping bombs indiscriminately. It must be said there was an attack on a girls' school in Iran, which killed I think it was 160 schoolgirls and teachers. So just horrific stuff, indiscriminate sort of aggression. And it's believed that the US are responsible for that, but there's no talk of an investigation of any kind. It's just it just seems to be brushed under the carpet, which is distressing for many other reasons. So very, very, very interesting markets, of course, fascinating conditions. And we're just waiting very, very carefully for actually good opportunities to come our way. And it's very important you don't just jump in with sort of recklessness around, your capital. And risk management will always play a really, really important feature for us. Right, so I'll just wrap it up there, guys. So we've got risk-off market conditions due to US-Iran conflict, along with much weaker than expected US non-farm payroll numbers. So it does suggest that the US economy is much weaker than probably everyone anticipated. Not surprising to see these type of numbers, but we've been saying that it could appear that we're kind of in this little slowdown for quite some time around these job numbers, which have been quite weak for probably the last six, eight months. So we've got this weaker US economy as they're moving into Iran and getting involved in conflict in the Middle East, which has massive impacts for economies pretty much all around the world due to the Strait of Hormuz being very much shut down. And the US don't seem to be able to do an awful lot to avoid that from happening, because container owners and you know, shipments and stuff, they're not willing to put their lives on the line, quite rightly so, of course, for this for the US administration. So our bias is remarkably simple and straightforward, not particularly complicated. Indice weakness post current pullback. So we had a gap lower, we rallied lower, we're now in the middle of pulling back. So if there's a pullback somewhere, dollar strength. So we're looking for a pullback there as well. US oil strength due to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and just broadly developing and worsening conditions in Iran. I mean, there is obviously other elements that can impact these markets, but these are by far the main sort of fundamental understanding behind these markets. And if you understand, you know, what's going on from a fundamental perspective, it can be a little bit more straightforward knowing what to trade and, more importantly, what direction to trade those markets in. So really, it's all about indices, the dollar itself, and oil markets. And that would include Brent but our focus has always been kind of US oil. So it's going to be a fascinating week for markets. I'm sure you'd probably agree. Hopefully you can join us. We're in this risk-off market dynamic. Recessionary fears, I think, are very much around the weaker job numbers than what was expected. There's a lot of concern around Donald Trump and the decisions that he's made. So probably a negativity around Donald Trump. We're going to be watching again to see if there's a rotation away from artificial intelligence during these times, because that will provide significant more downside pressure on these markets. And we could have a situation, and it's counterintuitive for Donald Trump and his administration, because he does want lower rates, but because he's started his war in Iran now, you have oil prices going up, that pushes inflation up, and that also has the potential to impact growth quite considerably. So between tariffs and invasion and war in Iran, Trump seems to be doing the opposite to what he's actually wanting, which is lower rates and lower bond yields as well. So I don't know who's giving him the advice. I don't know who's behind, you know, this type of approach, but not good. It's hard to see how this plays out well. So as a result, we're just to refine, we're risk off, which means looking for weakness in the indices, bond yields to rally, which they are, and then the default position is a flight to safety trade in the dollar. So that's what we're looking for, and those are the reasons why. So on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Those of you that can join us for the US trading session, we'll be broadcasting there now in just about a minute's time. So we'll see you then, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. As always, take care of yourselves. Bye for now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Kachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.